Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast, back once again.
Yo.
DL Gaming, because you can't game while you're taking a dump.
It's true. Well, you can,
but only on your phone. Well, they put Hearthstone on the iPad now.
Oh,
yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Plus, if you had an NVIDIA Shield, then you could do that. That'd be a great use for it, actually.
Dude, I'm on the pod already too long. You know what I mean? Like, anything that's on my phone, if it's too involved, I'm going to sit there way longer than I need to be.
I don't know. You don't want to rush anything. I mean, that's
pretty important stuff.
So, a buddy of mine showed me this thing called the Squatty Potty. Have you heard of this stuff?
No. Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear this?
Not really.
Sure.
It ups your feet so you are in the squatting position while you're sitting on the toilet.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you're not
Which is the way you should be.
Yeah. So, all it does is prop your feet up so you're in the squat.
Right.
But you're on the toilet.
Right, right.
And apparently this thing is miracles, so.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's the way humans are supposed to shit, is squatting.
Really? I don't think I ever saw any caveman doing that.
Well, they're not sitting on a toilet.
They don't have any toilets.
Well, how would I see cavemen anyway?
Yeah,
but you don't understand what I'm saying.
You've seen cavemen? Forget our argument. We need to restructure this whole podcast.
All right. Wow. We got off on a tangent early.
There was a Filipino girl, Jet, straight from the Philippines.
Should we introduce ourselves first?
If they don't know us by now,
well, God,
after that intro, I don't know.
Well, let's start us off.
All right, the smart person over here is Robert Digital. How do you guys want to?
Well, I don't know what I am, but I'll tell you that I have a pillow under my arms because I can't control my arms while I talk, and so it comes up over the mic when I slam the thing. So I look like I have a little playpen over here on my corner. So whatever you want to put that under, not smart. The not smart one over here, and there's Logic.
And I'm Flopsy, a.k.a. Chad. How y'all doing?
No title, no description?
I'm
just going to leave it at that?
The guy in the red shirt.
The cool one. The hot one.
All right. We should...
Let me finish my story. It's pretty good.
All right.
So this Filipino girl started working with us, and she's straight from the Philippines, from the sticks of the Philippines, right? And so they kept finding footprints on the toilets in the girl's stall. Mm-hmm. So they asked... They figured it out, you know, because she wasn't taking her shoes off. It was like footprints from her boots. Yeah, shoe print. Thank you. And so they had to talk to her, and they were like, "Yeah, you can't be squatting on the thing." But mm-hmm. that's how most countries do it.
Yeah.
When I was in France, they don't have toilets in some places. You just squat in a hole. And this is at a nice restaurant too.
I don't believe that at all.
Same with Japan.
I was there, dude. Yeah.
France? Aren't they the ones with bidets?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Well,
you squat in the hole and then you walk over to the bidet and clean your hands.
All right. Well, I don't believe you, but we're just going to agree on that and move on because I don't want to spend any more time talking about that. Let's talk about computer games.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
So I wanted to kick this off. So I got the invite to the Heroes of the Storm, the alpha early acceptance, whatever thing.
Did you have to do anything special for that?
No, just follow the email. It goes right off the Blizzard launcher.
Did you have to seek it out is what I'm saying?
No, I just...
They sent you an email straight
up? Yeah, they just sent me an email.
Nice. I didn't get one of those.
Yeah, they got a beta sign up right now.
Yeah, that's why. So I think it's now just open to me. It didn't say anything about a beta weekend or anything like that. So I booted that up this weekend, and I probably put in 6 or 7 hours so far.
Cool.
It's got like a leveling up system where you can level up to 10, and each level you're unlocking new things. I'm up to level 7. I probably have played...
With each hero?
That's your main. And then when you hit level 10, it unlocks your hero levels.
Okay.
So you can start leveling up your individual heroes.
Okay. I can see why they did that.
So you don't actually get to get versus play until level 3. Like, it's got practice mode and cooperative, and then...
And were you with... You weren't okay with that in those other games, but were you okay with it in this one?
Well, level 1 and 2 is, like, one game each,
okay.
Basically.
So you're fine with that?
Yeah, I was okay with that. Hmm. They start you off, I think, with... There's 25 characters right now.
That's a lot to start off with.
Yeah. They start you off, I think, with 6 available, and a pretty good mix. There's not a whole lot of Diablo characters, just in general. I think of the 25, there's maybe like 3 or 4.
Hmm.
Most of them are Warcraft heroes, and then the rest of them are StarCraft.
Yeah.
But it is pretty much a straight MOBA. So there's a bunch of different maps. There, I think there's four different maps right now.
So that's different.
Yeah. So, but they all have the same kind of structure. Some are two lane, some are three lane, but they're all, you know, MOBA maps with bases that you're trying to kill. And the difference of the map is kind of like goals or objectives. So one map, you have to go down and take skulls. Skulls turn into golems, and golems start attacking the bases. Another one, you have to collect coins and turn them into the pirate.
Was that pretty easy to figure out?
Yeah, it, like, on the load screen, it tells you what it is. Okay. And it's usually a three-step process. So for the golem, step one is the mines open up. Step two is collect the skulls. Step three, the golems attack. You know, so it's pretty much a straightforward. There's not a whole lot of, like...
So is there still gold in the game?
Oh, so that is one of the main differences. There are no items in the game. So the way this game works is you level up as a team.
Right.
There's no individual XP. So everything you do contributes to your team XP. And then, so you level up as a team. So this game involves a lot of moving back and forth, obviously, with these objectives. They're all over the map. So it's no longer like a laning to mid-game to end-game sort of game. Like, you have a mount that you get to mount up, and the game is designed for you to move around. That's why you've got group XP. Okay. Because you could be moving all over the map, and as long as your other teammates are clearing the waves out, you know, you're still getting that XP.
So, potentially, you could have five people in one lane, just push that lane, and level up the same as if you were in different lanes.
Yeah, but you're not getting the XP the other two lanes. Somebody's got to
be
there.
Not as much stuff is dying. Okay, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody levels up at the same time. That's different. What you said that you have to level up your characters. Are there advantages once you become a higher level? Do you have an advantage over other people because of that?
Yeah. So just like any other MOBA, when you level up, your stats increase. You have more health and all from what it appeared. But the other thing that is different is, so the game starts off and you have all your abilities except for your ultimate. And so when you level up, you actually are going down a skill tree, sort of.
Okay.
You get to choose, not every level, but it seemed like every other level or so, you get to choose a new talent. And some are passive, some are active. So you can go down...
But if you already have three, how can you get another active for another button?
Yeah, so your ultimate would be your fourth one. You right. get that, I forget when you get that, level 12 or 13 or something like that. But then some of them have... actives, and it, you know, puts it on button one or puts it on button two, and then you can also some of the
what happened to your old one and two though.
Well, for
well,
most
modifies it
most
makes it better.
No, most MOBA players play Q.
Oh right,
not 1, 2, 3.
Oh, four. I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
So like those are just extra keys. So there's no items. So the way like you design your character is through these talents. So if you're playing a melee warrior. Your two talents are, one is generally a DPS and one's generally a tank thing.
Right, gotcha.
So you could kind of go down the tank talents, or you can go down the DPS talents, or you could mix them up. So that's kind of how, instead of items, that's kind of how you determine how you play.
Now, are there roles or positions in this MOBA, like in other games where you have someone who's tanking, someone who's like a hard carry, or someone who's... like a good lane pusher. Like, do you have that in this game, or is it more like you said, you can have if everyone levels up at the same time, you can have people traveling the map quite a bit. Do people even have positions in this game?
Yes. So most of the maps start off with kind of a 2-1-2 setup. They do have a couple jungle creeps, but
you mean characters. Oh, creeps, I see.
There's a couple jungle creeps, but you can't jungle in this game. So most people start off with some sort of 2-1-2 setup, and then, but people start running around the map. So a lot of times it's single people in the lanes, and the other two characters are running around doing things.
Uh-huh.
But yes, to answer your question, yes, there are. So if you want to play the ETC Tauren Chief, you know, the music guy...
Bard?
No, he's the Tauren Chief. Remember, Elite, level 70 Elite, whatever that band was called. So they've got that Torn Chief, and he's a tank. So he can run around. He's got a lot of health. He doesn't do a lot of damage, but he does a lot of crowd control and movement kind of stuff. Versus, like, Nova, who is a StarCraft, the StarCraft girl that I think it was from the Ghost game.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't do that well. Interesting that they put that in there.
She has stealth mechanics, and, like, she can do a lot of damage, but is really, like, can't take a lot of hits.
Ganker.
Yeah, so actually, she's more of a carry.
So did you like the game?
Yeah, I do. I like it a lot. I'm not sure if the MOBA crowd is going to get behind it in a competitive way, but I think it will appeal a lot to the League of Legend casual crowd. Mm. So I think they're trying to pull that.
Because it doesn't seem as deep.
Well, because you can't be an all-star in it. Because you level up together.
Right.
Like, and you can't get items, so it's not a hard farming game. So the elite, like, MOBA player that wants to hard farm and out-level, all that's gone. You can't do any of that. So,
but the ones with the most synergy are going to do really well.
Yeah. So if you want to play it like a team game, like a MOBA should be played, you're going to have a lot of fun in it because you can run around and you don't have to be so tied down to your lanes.
But there's no room for Kobe Bryant in this.
Oh, no. Yeah. And you know, you play carry. You're at the end of the game, you're just going to be a carry. Like, there's no skill in picking the there's a little skill in picking the talents, but it's not like items. Like,
yeah, and who knows if it's in its final incarnation right now.
Yeah.
They might put in items, right?
I don't know. Blizzard doesn't tend to change things much. I feel like a lot of things that we've seen from them in beta form do not really change a whole lot.
What we do know is everything's really well thought out. This seems well thought out.
It seems like it's going for a particular niche, and it's doing it well. Now, like I said, some of these MOBA players aren't going to be happy about the niche that they chose to pick. Right. But I think I think on the whole,
if you're doing shitty, really it's going to be easier to hide that you're doing shitty.
Yeah, it is.
For sure, right?
It is. It very much so. Like, you can, and the other thing is, they don't count kills and assists in this game. They just count it takedowns.
Yeah.
So if you get a kill or an assist, you get a takedown instead. So you can't really see who's getting all the kills. All you can see, so everybody's got a positive score pretty much, because one kill could be two or three takedowns.
Weird.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to tell who's not good.
So an assist and a kill is the same thing.
Exactly. It's just called a takedown.
Weird.
Sounds very different from a lot of the other MOBAs out there, but I think that's a good thing,
though. The other thing is they're doing the WoW-style store, so that you can get separate mounts, but they're like $20 each. And the characters...
Visual only?
Yeah, visual only.
Okay.
And the characters themselves unlock, you can buy them, you know, you can purchase them, or you can
unlock
build up the gold. But the characters are like $7.50 a piece if you want to, like, just spend money.
Almost exactly Smite's setup, right? Because the things you can buy are only visual or gods, which are about... No, they're way less than $7.50, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. $7.50 is a lot for a god.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I know I'm going to be playing this game. So, right when I booted it up, their bundles, they had started their bundles off. So, they have a starter bundle, which has 6 characters, plus the unicorn mount and 3 skins.
Of course you went for the unicorn. The unicorn.
Yeah. So, like, if you bought them all individually, that would be almost $100. And they have it for $29.
Yeah.
So I bought that right off the bat. So, you know, because I know I'm going to be playing this game a bunch.
So can you compare it to the other one that's in beta that's really nice that I like?
Dawn Gate,
yeah. Which one would you like better? And which one seems more polished or finished?
Dawn Gate, I'd probably say, is more finished right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would I play more? It's kind of the difference between playing League of Legends or Dota. Like, Dawn Gate is a very thinking game, strategy. Like, you're individual. You can suck. You can win or lose the game.
Right.
Like that. And Heroes of the Storm is more like, you know, a team-based kind of kiddie.
Feel more casual?
Yeah, it feels a little more casual.
I see.
So... I like Hero of the Storm, but
Well, I'm glad they kind of went that direction, because, I mean, the last thing we need is just another Dawngate or another Smite or another whatever, you know? A lot of these games are really starting to repeat themselves.
Did it feel like the camera was too close in?
No.
Oh,
cool. But I'm used to...
Right, yeah.
I'm used to these MOBAs. I want you to sit down and try a game and see what you think.
Cool. Speaking of MOBAs, I know that I said last week I'd get into Skyrim. Did not. All I did all week was play Smite. It might have its hooks in me again. I'm just doing my dailies. And what's nice, I'm getting back into the groove. I'm getting good again. All my scores are positive, you know?
Yeah, good.
And that feels nice.
They just released a god.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about him. So the new guy, I call him Chumbawamba, but his name is like Kumbla Khan or something like that.
Kumbla Khan?
No, it's like Kumb something. Kum something weird, because he's Indian.
Okay.
And so Chumbawamba is what I've been going with, because it kind of looks like that at first glance. He's hilarious, dude. He's like a total joke character. He's a Bacchus, if you will.
Gotcha.
And he's real rotund and fat.
Support character, right?
Total support. Can't do damage, really. Kind of like Geb, but all about disruption. All his shit is disruption. Like, he has a dash to initiate. I think if it hits, it slows. He has a 2, which he raises up this giant mallet, and he holds it up way too long. This is the longest wind-up of any thing in the game. I can't think of anything that takes longer.
And it's a normal attack.
Yeah, it's a normal attack. And then he swings it down, and that roots person for like a second. It's not even that good, but it has a long range. And then 3 is his real... This is how he disrupts everything. He has a AoE Mesmerize, which mesmerizes everybody in the area, and they don't wake up until, you know, they get hit or something. And then there's some kind of trick to it where somebody hit is slowed. So basically he's slowing everybody, you know? So I think people are maxing that first. And then his ultimate knocks somebody way in the air, kind of like Naja, takes him out of the fight. So he can dash in, make everybody mesmerized. If one wakes up, take him out of the fight so the rest of the group can totally kill somebody. And the whole time he's making stupid fucking jokes and stuff. And his passive's ridiculous.
Yeah, the passive is the strongest
thing. It's so good. So he falls asleep.
No, when you kill him.
If you kill him, he falls asleep. And he can't be killed unless you hit him with like 5 auto attacks. Now, if you're a mage, that takes a long time. So if you don't do it in time...
Oh, and he can do his mez while he's...
Yeah, he can do his 3 while he's sleeping. So if you're hitting him, he can mesmerize you.
How long does he sleep for?
It's about...
7 seconds?
7 seconds, yeah. Okay. About that, yeah. Right. Anyway, you know, he's like... But like, jump, real like jolly. Like, it's just kind of funny that he's having a good time in the middle of these huge fights. Anyway, I'm enjoying it.
So it sounds like they're still going to be releasing gods, like what, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks?
About that, I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they going for like as many as LoL or something?
I would imagine, yeah. Why not? So many gods, right?
I think you got to look at the finances. It all comes down to money. So if their money makers is new characters, they're going to try to maximize that. If their money maker is skins, they're going to try to, you know, it's just...
And I think and they came out with a new skin for Isis, which is badass. She looks like a vampire.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, and then, yeah, dude, I spent fucking $7.50 on just getting the Sun Wukong thing because they make him look like a Sith Lord. Oh, God, he's so cool. I started playing nothing but Sun for like one whole night. He's so awesome.
It's funny when a skin comes out, like everybody starts playing that character. Like when that Loki Infiltrator skin came out.
Yeah, that's the number one most bought one.
Yeah.
He has this joke, or you do a taunt with, or a joke with him, and he goes, "You think your wards are safe? I will find them!" Like, he does a bunch of things, like jokes off the Star Wars thing. I don't know how they got away with it without getting sued. But yeah, enough about MOBAs. What else we got?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about WildStar, I guess. Beta is open for this weekend, April 18th through the 20th.
Too bad they're going to hear it Monday, so...
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's but true. Next week, we should have a lot to... Yeah. I'm not going to have a lot of time this weekend, but tomorrow night, I can probably get into it for at least a few hours.
I've put in a couple hours on it.
Wait, it's active now?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Started Friday morning.
I'll play tonight, then. Yeah. So what do you think?
First of all, it is really early alpha. They attempt to do cutscenes, but the sound is all off, the camera's off, lips aren't moving. Like, if you're looking for anything polished, it's not going to have it. But the game is running smoothly, pretty much, running smoothly.
Not for me.
No, you tried it and it wasn't?
No, I'm having... I mean, who knows what it is. It could be bad optimization, poor net code, or just something with my configuration. But yeah, it runs like crap, but I got all the settings turned up. It looks great, but the frame rate is terrible.
Oh, see, I just did my the one standard, and it's running fine on mine. Yeah. What kind of character did you make?
I went with the Dominion faction. There's like Rebels and Dominions.
Exiles and Dominion.
Exiles and Dominions. And I liked how... I think it was the Dominions. One of the characters that you can choose does not have a gender. Yeah. You don't choose male or female.
You mean the species?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the rat-looking thing?
Yeah, the little mouse guy. Yeah, yeah. Like, you choose Exile or Dominion, then you choose, like, your species, then you choose a class and a path, and you can choose male or female, except for this one guy.
Are you hard-locked into a class, like, right off level one?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, okay. I went with the medic.
I don't dislike that, but things are getting away from that now.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
So what'd you go with?
I went with the robot guy.
No, I don't care what species.
He's a medic scientist.
That's funny, because I was like, I'm going to play the medic, because nobody's going to play this medic.
That was my...
You guys are both supports.
Yeah. Although the...
Well, no, because I saw Engineer...
Also does healing.
Oh, the Esper? Yeah.
Esper.
Well, I was going to do Engineer, but then I figured Amelia would do that one. Yeah. So I was like, all right. And I had to go the robot, dude. I thought that was cool. I like the characters. I like the design. I like the whole space look. Like, it's got a really good look to it.
It
feels just like WoW. Like, the controls.
Yeah, the controls are... Feel except exactly. you got a sprint function.
You do have a sprint.
And does it look... Does your sprint run out?
Yeah.
Does it look, I mean, from the looks, from what I remember, it kind of Sly Cooper-ish to me.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Sly to it. Slys are like animorphs, though, you know, like they're humanoid animals.
And these aren't?
These are aliens, but they do have the kind of stylized look that...
Yeah.
That is
So it looks good. You like the way it looks.
I do, like I've said this before, I'd rather my art style be... stylized than realistic,
right?
Because it tends to last longer. You know, the realistic art falls off really quick.
And this is all based on WoW, right? I mean, they're the best example of that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you look at anything that follows the realistic path, and you play it a couple years later, and it doesn't look real anymore.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
It does. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you're right.
So, I like it, but man, so I played a human. So humans are on both sides, but they're called different things on the Dominion or whatever.
Yeah.
So I played the humanoid-looking one, and I played a female, and it's like a cartoon character, like the super wide hips.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like super busty,
right.
But it's just like very like curvy, like and it looks like a you know, kind of a Barbie doll where it has no waist. It like almost comes to a point and then comes back out.
So after you stop beating off.
Yeah, so I jerked off a couple times, and then I started playing.
Yeah, the animation or the art style of it kind of reminds me of... Did you guys ever watch that or see that Star Wars show they had out, the Clone Wars?
That I love that thing,
the digital one.
It was so good.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, where it's kind of realistic, but you can tell it's like all computer animated. And yeah, it's all like spacey and stuff, which is cool. I'm really sick of the whole like fantasy world kind of setting.
Yeah. So what I thought was cool, I mean, it's not a new thing, but you know how like Path of Exile... where they show the like region where it's going to hit. Like, I'm charging up my lasers, and here's the area that'd be at a cone or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They do the same thing in this game, both you and the enemies.
Right.
So, I like that.
What ESO was going for.
Yeah. I like that idea, because it puts more skill into the game. Like, okay, here's where it's going to hit. Get out of the way.
Right.
Avoid the red right off the bat instead of getting me to level 90 and then... trying to tell me, like, get out of the fire.
Right.
You know, so they, like, are teaching me how to play, like, right off the bat, which is nice. And it's got a weird kind of mechanic where you get, like, energy. There's, like, this tech tree, and it's got, like, I don't know if this is medic only, but you you have to do some abilities to unlock other abilities that
in a fight.
Yeah, basically.
I see.
So you got to charge up. You get three energies, and it turns into an amp or whatever, and then you can use that amp to do another move.
Which is fun, and it's a good idea and stuff until you do it 200 times. Yeah. Right?
Then it becomes just combo points for a rogue.
Which got fucking so lame in EverQuest 2 when that came out. Like, you were just doing the same combo over and over and over. And, that gets old. But if they can keep it fresh, it's a good idea.
So it is really early, so like, I didn't know where to go a lot of times. I had to keep bringing up the map to try to find where I was supposed to go. Yeah. Did you have that?
Well,
same
a big
issue?
Problem that me and a lot of other people were having was the quest tracker didn't pop up right away. Couldn't figure out where to go. When the quest tracker pops up, you can click on a quest and an arrow points you in the right direction. But you have the same reload UI command that you did in World of Warcraft, so you run that and it seems to clear up a lot of issues. But yeah, there's a lot of little bugs, especially graphical and with the UI,
which is to be expected.
It's not a criticism yet. Yeah. But I do. For some reason, I think because it reminds me so much of WoW, I do kind of like the looks of this game. I looked at the skill tree and kind of like the different areas you can go into, and it looks like you can build hybrid. They actually have a specified slot for hybrid. It's like a big circle, and you have assault, support, and you know your other areas, and then between like support, assault and support, you'll have like hybrid AS, which is a hybrid of assault and support. Or you can do a hybrid of support and utility. So I'm not really sure how that's going to play out like later in the game, like what kind of roles you can fill, and if you group up and if there's like raids or anything like that, or you run dungeons, or really what you're going to do with it.
How much time did you guys put in?
Like 10 minutes.
No, I put in probably like 2 or 3 hours.
When did you do all this? Up there? When you were on a trip?
No, just right now.
Oh, cool. So anything else on that?
One other thing. I did like the stats. Did you manage to look at what the stats?
No.
They're non-traditional stats, which I thought were kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, crit was called Moxie. And, like, like ferocity. Like, it was his more strength. Like... But I think... I hope, I don't know, I have only played one character. You could have Moxie meaning different things for different classes.
Oh, I see.
So, you could...
How'd you know what it was? Did you mouse over it and told you crit?
Well, you can bring up your character pane and then it tells you what they do.
Right.
So, I don't know if that's the case, but that would kind of be a cool idea if you could have a bunch of different stats and everybody could have slightly different, but you can just, Everything's got Moxie, and it just means different things to different classes.
I don't see why not.
And I thought the class of choices, I mean, they probably had, 8 different choices?
Yeah, there were a good amount of them.
But I thought they were cool. All of them were interesting to me. Like, none of them, except the warrior, seemed pretty standard. And there was, an infiltrator, which seemed pretty much like a rogue. But, all of them sounded kind of, cool, had a kind of tech spin to it. Mm. Like, Esper does like, psychic and telekinetics kind of stuff. And the engineer, obviously, is kind of not your standard fantasy fare. So, I'm looking forward to playing it some more, checking out the other
I'm
classes.
Definitely going to try to get some time in this weekend.
Do they know what, or do we know at this point, what the plan is for charging for the game? Like, is that going to be... free to play? Is it going to be?
I think all their games are free to play now.
That's NCSoft.
Yeah,
right?
NCSoft. I think their last few ones have been free to play, or eventually NCSoft. Eventually went free to play. So they're just probably going to start off with free to play. Hmm. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to do.
I'm not 100%. I don't know. It seems like a lot of these are now going back to the paid. ESO did it.
EverQuest isn't.
Yeah, EverQuest is doing other things.
And I hear more buzz about... I mean, maybe because I'm looking for it, but I hear more buzz about EverQuest than I did the other one. Just because they have so much stuff going on. Speaking of ESO, so they finally came out. Did you have anything else?
No, go for it.
So I was like, oh, so ESO went live. Let me go look up, see what it got. Make sure I didn't... That whole $75 for 2 months, I mean, I just kept thinking about that, and I was like... And there's some deals out there. Like, my nephew got it, like, 2 months for $60 or whatever. But still, I knew that I wasn't going to play more than those 2 months. I just knew it. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go see what it got, right? So yeah. I go to Metacritic, and I type in Elder Scrolls. And I was like, 98? I was like, what did they do to that game before, like, since I've played it, right? Yeah. And it was Elder Scrolls Skyrim. And I was like, ah, there's my baby. Yeah, there's my baby right there. And
if you're playing the Skyrim game, go ahead and take a shot now.
And the ESO actually got 78. So, which is about what I had, maybe 75, 74. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. So go play Skyrim is what we've learned here today.
So the only thing, like, Skyrim multiplayer is really all I wanted out of that game. Like, I've always said that would make that game so much better, but now that they came out with the MMO, it's not like multiplayer Skyrim at all. It's a completely different beast. Like, you could take the name off that game and call it
MMO of the Week.
You could call it anything you want. You could call it Rift, and, like, it would just be another MMO, man. It's like it has nothing to do with Skyrim.
I might say it's the prettiest, or at least the most realistic graphics, I guess, in any MMO to date. But that's not saying much.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it looks like a lot of. I mean, you're talking about realistic graphics.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I didn't think the graphics were all that great. I thought the ones in Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, were better.
Yeah.
But so you didn't hear about the exploit that
happened.
This is actually from today. Let's see. An exploit in the
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Where you get it. An exploit in the Elder Scrolls Online allowing players to farm unlimited sums of gold has been discovered and is making waves today. So yeah, basically someone figured out that very easily by like using a guild bank, you can reproduce any one item. And people were bringing up AutoClicker, which is like just a little program where you can program clicks in your computer, make your computer just like complete that macro over
like
and over.
Like macros, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole... Yeah. Sorry, on a tangent. Okay. Star Wars Galaxies, which I played for like half a second. I was a chef, fat guy with bald head.
That's an old one.
Crumb Bum was his name. But I stopped playing it because of auto clicker because people were trying to get Jedi with the auto clicker.
You can get level 50. You can be a master dancer in one day.
Yeah.
Or like go to sleep and just be a master dancer because of macros.
I was working tech support at the time that game was really popular, and a guy that I worked with was playing that a lot, and he would always tell me he'd come to work and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm leveling my bounty hunter today and doing this." I'm like, "So you just leave it like doing that, and then you come back and it's all leveled up?" And it's like, "Yeah, pretty much."
Yeah, same thing with Diablo. I had friends playing Diablo that were running bots, and they come home to all this loot, and I'm like, where's the fun? You know, and I've said this many times. I stay away from exploits. One, you might get punished. You might lose your $60 for breaking the user agreement. And two, the fun is in what the programmers had intended for you to do. Not breaking. You breaking the program doesn't make you good at the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you see these exploits, and almost all the exploits are in online games. It's because people want that extra little advantage over the person next to them. Whenever you set people up in a hierarchy, they're going to try to step on each other's faces to get on top. So, you know, like, I don't know if you're playing Madden offline if you'd be exploiting.
Right.
But these online ones.
Well, it seems like a lot of these exploits have to do with, like, monetary gain.
Yeah.
And this happening so early after the game's been out, I mean, this could really have an effect on the economy. I mean, if everyone's producing... I mean, they banned players. They've restricted guild banks until they get it fixed. They released a patch. I think they've already fixed it at this point. But still, like, what do you do about all that extra loot that's out there and some people are... have just made like a ridiculous amount of money. It's gonna, that could really, really have some long term effects on the economy.
And at the end of the day, you're losing revenue by banning players. Unfortunately, you know, like
the other thing is a loss of confidence. Like, I don't want to play a game if it's not designed well enough that they can't figure out how to stop item duplication. Like,
And
do
that's
I
one
play
of the.
That game?
It's funny because that's one of the. You know, before you had said what it was, I'm like, it's probably an item duplication. Like that's usually somebody figures out something real quick. Diablo had a really bad thing with that, where you could just duplicate Diablo 1 or 2 or something like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I'm a little more forgiving on this stuff. I figure it's going to happen at times, but
Mr. Negative.
No, it's because he's being negative, but towards us, not towards.
Oh,
see,
okay.
He's still shutting down.
Okay.
It's just from a new angle.
Gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
I just don't. I don't.
Had we said, you know, we'd totally understand. You'd be like, no, they need to.
No, I think I just actually don't care because I'm just not invested at all in Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I want to stop talking about this. We brought it up like 4 weeks in a row. I just wanted to bring up the shitty score, and I want to say that I was justified in not buying it.
Well, while we're on the subject of exploits, I was I get friended by a lot of randos these days, and usually it's...
And we don't mean podcast fans. We accept all of you guys.
Yeah, dude. If you hit me up and it's like, hey, listen to the podcast, whatever, then you're...
Which is totally starting to happen. It's fucking awesome, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I usually get like a lot of just random people hitting me up, like
because of your score,
yeah,
right?
Because of my Steam level, I guess, and they try to hit me up for free shit. But this one guy has just been relentless; just keeps messaging me. And then
did you block him?
I mean, I could, but I really don't care. I'm like,
oh, you like the attention?
Yeah,
I guess
you're going Hollywood on us, man.
but no, can I get to the story?
Sure.
All right.
So this guy hits me up, and he's like, Digi. Okay, like seriously, like 5 times. And then I'm kind of ignoring him. I think I was playing a game. And then he goes, I know you use Green Luma. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is Green Luma? You know, like obviously that's the logical question.
Right.
So I look into it. And apparently there's this thing out there called Green Luma where you can, I don't know. It was hard for me to really figure out what it was. I don't know if it gives you free games in Steam. Or if you can get hacked copies of games activated on Steam.
Oh, I see.
But I guess because he was considering that I had so many games that like I had used this or something. But yeah, I had no idea that existed. It was like this. I guess if like you're trying to get some games or something, you could use this exploit to get all these games on Steam.
Is it a program?
It sounds like a program that goes and automatically downloads all free games that have cards for you, maybe.
No, I don't think it had to do with cards. I think it had to do with activating games on Steam, so it looked like your Steam account owned those games.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like that. And there was, I found this, I can't remember how I found this one out, but there's actually an exploit called Auto Unlocker. That's not right. It's something Unlocker, but it unlocks all the achievements. All the ones that are not stored server side, you can unlock all the achievements.
Again.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Get me out of it.
Yeah.
But I totally, when you said that Green Luma, I totally said, he got trolled. I thought you were going to go to a decapitation website or something like that, you know? That
oh, like greenluma.com.
Like Blue Waffle. Don't look that up. Or GoTXE. Don't look that up.
Oh, God.
Great. Now you're having people looking up.
I told them not to.
Yeah. Okay. That's like.
Yeah, I'm not going to click on any random links. That's not happening. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Like. I figured if you really wanted a game bad, you know, if you don't got the money, it's like, okay, you're gonna download like a hacked copy from like a torrent site or whatever. But I had no idea that like there was like this whole big like Steam exploit for that, and apparently I'm being accused of using it.
I think that says good things about your Steam account, though. If you're being, it's like the being accused of using an autobot or aimbots.
Aimbot.
You know, like if you're good enough to be accused of aimbot, then you're a pretty good.
It's
player.
Funny that word is still thrown around when I don't think they really exist as much. Ever.
Aimbots? Oh, they're still out there.
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Oh yeah.
It's more like seeing through stuff. Like that happens a lot, or being able to like no clip and stuff. Well, whatever. There's a lot of stuff. Oh yeah, like we were playing Rust and the guy had an aimbot.
Remember that? I mean that stuff's still out there.
Maybe he's just really good.
Could be. I mean, especially with like games like that, they're in alpha and probably not sufficiently patched.
Yeah, for sure.
You're gonna run into it.
And that was a big sticking point for me where I was like, man, stop cheating because you're slowing up the development of the game. Like these guys had to spend 3 weeks on getting rid of the cheaters.
Yeah.
And it totally slowed up the development of the real game.
Yeah.
So stop cheating, fuckers.
Yeah.
2 minutes. I didn't get a chance to talk about Starbound. I finally picked it up. We played a little last week. I just want to say that I was not expecting to have fun, but I did. So I'm not sure if it's worth the $20 that I paid. $15.
Yeah, have you played without me?
I have not. No.
What you don't know right now is the depth. I mean, you think that I know what this game's about. It's so much bigger than you could possibly
because
imagine.
I did some research, and these guys have ambitious plans about going to different worlds and having thousands of computer-generated worlds and being able to go to each one. And
there's already that.
And all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So the thing, I'm not the control scheme is just wonky.
It is kind of weird. I don't like mousing over and having to push E instead of just clicking on it.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me. You'll get more used to it. But I think I would say for multiplayer, that's probably our number one game for the DL Gaming Podcast.
Yeah. No, definitely. I really like that game, and I plan on playing a lot more of it. And it's definitely fun when you're playing with people. And we're kind of right at the part because I don't know how far you can really progress in this game. They give you a few quests and stuff to accomplish some things, and you unlock other sectors. And
Star maps.
Yeah, you get star maps that unlock sectors. And each sector is... You couldn't even explore one in a lifetime. Like, they're so big. But we're just at the point where we're going to fight a dragon and unlock the Gamma sector. So I'm kind of excited.
Wow.
Yeah, the
because you start in Alpha always, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Beta, and now you're in the third sector, basically?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're in Beta right now, the Beta sector, and the enemies are a lot more difficult. There's a lot more stuff out there. Like, I ran into a bird village. In the Alpha sector, you kind of just run into those castle guys, the glitch people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Beta sector, there's a lot more resources.
Resources everywhere, dude. Yeah. Like, you don't even got to worry. Like, so, diamonds are pretty accessible.
Yeah. Well, I really want to see what's in the Gamma sector, though.
I know you guys have talked about this a couple weeks, but I just want to throw my 2 cents in that I think it'll be worth the money. It might not necessarily be worth the money right this minute, but by the time this game comes out, there will be a lot of stuff that
you can. The only thing is, it's a great game. Everything, besides the wonky controls, you got to play 2 hours if you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know? If you're going to make any noticeable, like, progress, which is fine, but know what you're getting into.
Just like Rust or any of these other crafting survival games.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You have to put some time.
Because crafting is only, and farming is half the game.
Yeah.
Then progressing with what you got.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's one of those games you start up thinking you're just going to play for a few minutes, and then, you know, an hour later, you're just like, all right, I got to...
An hour?
Chad, how many times did you die in the first 5 minutes?
All of them. I died all the times. And I like you starting us off. Let's do the hardcore.
I wanted to do permadeath, right? Yeah, that didn't last really long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost made it to the planet. That's how quickly I died.
He died in the beam down to the planet.
What species did you go?
We both went flora.
And we both went
flower people?
Yeah, we went flora and we both had
Florian?
Both had the same look too.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Dang.
And we're roommates.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Starbound. You know, I mean, my favorite setting for any game, definitely Tropical Island. But I also love space missions.
Tropical Island.
Oh, yeah. You know, like Far Cry 3. Well, any of the Far
Cry. Oh, okay.
So tropical space would be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a beat-off
Well,
session.
I think the like... I think what I like about the tropical island...
Just around...
Stars and palm trees!
Oh! Is that what people sound like when they jerk off?
That's what Amelia sounds like, unfortunately. I know.
Chad knows when not to knock.
Oh, wow.
But I think I like Tropical Islands because it's like a fun, peaceful setting, and then you get, you know, it's kind of a weird environment to kill people in, but I don't know. Like, I get so tired of, like, these dingy, like, dark hallways in horror movies. I'm just like, God, this is stressful, you know? I want to have fun.
Speaking of dingy hallways, I mean, that's what space stations usually are, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. This one's more of a fun, upbeat, like, space adventure. Yeah. This isn't, like, Dead Space. This is, like...
Well, you spend most of the time on a planet, so it's not really space. Yeah. It's just... Spacey.
Yeah. So, did you have anything? Bobby, you were about to say something? No?
No.
Okay, so we talked about PAX last week, but now it's over and we could talk about the winners, basically. Because even if there isn't any awards, there's always something that pops out. The cream of the crop rises to the top. So,
wow.
Thanks.
That was some sort of rap song, right?
Yeah. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, not a, never mind. So, Evolve, apparently, was the big winner. Everybody loved Evolve. The media, the attendance, the general audience, everybody loved Evolve across the board. So, this is rise to my number... I'm going to have to say number two, because EQ2 is still probably my number one.
But
so.
This is a pre-order all the way.
Ooh,
Bobby, are you pre-ordering this?
Well, no, you know what? Because I'm going to wait for...
Depends what the deal is.
If there's a pre-order for a four-pack, done. Done deal. If there's a pre-order for a single one, I'm going to wait because I think there's going to be a four-pack. Because this is a game that's going to be sold in a four-pack or a five-pack. Because that's the only way to be played. So... They keep talking about how, like, every level is going to have a different monster, but they only have that one monster, and that's why we're waiting until, like, fall, so they can come up. But I think the mechanics are all set in. And if I heard one problem with it is that the medic is kind of like a thankless job, but when isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Like, you get no glory as the medic. You're just keeping everybody alive.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like that role.
Yeah, for sure. Both of you guys tend to like it.
We fall into it because
nobody else will do it.
No, I like the role. I think Bobby falls into it because Bobby's the type of gamer that says, "You guys pick who you want, and I'll just pick up whatever's left."
The filler.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm the team player, yeah. Basically. I fill the slots.
I will like choose medic off the bat. Yeah. Like the. I'm half girl, at least.
So, and the other thing was roguelikes. There's a lot of new roguelikes coming out. And I am usually, it's more because of indie developers. It's just an easier format to go with because you can make a little bit of content and stretch it a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You can make three levels. And if they're really good levels... And you have a lot of information and a lot of stuff to do within in the meta and during and stuff. I mean, that's a lot of fun. You can get more out of your programming miles, I guess. Yeah. So those are rising to the top as far as the indie
plus,
scene.
Roguelikes almost work better with worse graphics. Like, you want kind of those 8-bit graphics on roguelikes.
I don't know if you were a part of the podcast when we brought up that I was like, why can't we get a roguelike that has... like AAA title graphics, and he's like, it would make more sense because you know you're playing these games like Dead Space 3. This dingy hallway is beautifully fucking animated. It's gorgeous. The detail is amazing. But you only walk through it once, and then you're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if it was a roguelike, you could see that thing. That was a great point. And so anyway, I'm glad to see that roguelikes coming down. It's one of my favorite new genres.
Do you have any that are on the horizon that you're really
There was one that looked pretty cool. It was a dungeon crawler.
Where you clean up afterwards? Because I thought those are good.
Fucking Christ. one of our podcaster listeners said that had him cracking up our whole conversation about that thing. Like, how useless does that game sound? I still... And then I saw some video of it. Like, he has a space mop. It only has, like, three things that hangs off of it, but somehow it cleans the whole area. Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't know.
Bobby, have you beat it, by the way?
Do you beat a game like that?
I'm not sure. Do you? Or does it beat you?
He cleans up.
No. Sorry. Anyways, what roguelike are you looking forward to?
There's one where it's kind of like... you guys know the name for this when you have like Final Fantasy 3 where you have three guys on one side and the other two guys on the other side. Turn-based
role-playing game?
Sure. And it's post-apocalyptic. And besides doing all the regular stuff, you have to keep track of your dude's emotions because everybody's going kind of like crazy because shit's insane and there's zombies everywhere.
Is
and
that
stuff.
Like Call of Cthulhu style? Where
yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
If you get too... You just go insane?
Yeah, but then you develop these things that are bad, but some of them can be good. And it's all random.
Hmm.
And that's the great my the thing that draws me to dungeon crawlers and the thing that draws me to roguelikes is the random nature. And yeah, so I'm looking towards that one. It's called like Darkest Dungeon, I believe it's called. And a great art style too.
Cool.
Yeah, but there's like five or six that looked really good out of packs.
But we've never seen a big publisher make a roguelike, have we? They're always indies.
They're always indies. And it's for that reason I was stressing earlier, I think. But a really big one needs to make one. I mean, I think it would work.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
A big company.
Got to be a reason why they haven't yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I had a chance to finally catch up on some videos on Twitch of PAX. And I saw in videos, they did like an hour or something. Not a whole lot. They were just giving away a bunch of stuff. Really, watching the video, there wasn't a whole lot. I mean, I saw the one with Gearbox. They made some announcements, but we kind of already knew that. And
Other than Borderlands?
Well, pre-sequel, they brought a guy in from Telltale talking a little bit about... They keep bringing these guys out to talk about, you know, that project between Telltale and Gearbox, basically... Wolf Among Us or Walking Dead like type game with the Borderlands characters, but they really don't have too much new information with it. But you know, it was good. It was fun to watch a lot of stuff going on at PAX. They had a Wildstar panel or something. They had one with Titanfall 2 that was okay.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody, like the bigger companies, just kind of make a showing. They're not showing off. And but if I were going to go to an expo just from seeing from the outside, I think I would want to go to PAX because it just seems kind of laid back and fun as opposed to...
I've been to PAX a couple of years.
Right. And compared to EE3, which one would you go to if you were only...
Oh, by far... So if you're looking for news, you go to E3 because that's when all the news drops.
But you're going
to
read all that on Twitter anyway.
In 10 faster. Minutes after, yeah, I know. And plus you don't get sick and everything. But it, for the fun factor, yeah, PAX. Because PAX is about the gamers, not the games. It's about the gamers, you know.
The community.
Exactly. So, so many people are dressed up. Everybody's excited.
That's really
People
cool.
are happy to wait in line because they're playing, they're getting to see the things that they want to see.
Now, I heard that, you know, they bring in indie and they bring, you know, they AAA. But also tabletop gaming? Is that true?
Yeah.
So they have a focus?
Well, PAX says they got PC gaming, console gaming, tabletop gaming. They bring it all in there.
And, CCGs.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. I got a feel that tabletop gaming has got to be dying, right?
They've got a site, I think it's like roll20s.net or something like that, where you can play, tabletop games with other people.
Online?
Yeah, online.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
With webcams and stuff.
See, I've always wanted a game that was a tabletop game, just completely digital.
Oh, I think they have that too, based on the screenshots I've seen.
Yeah.
They have that. But I think the whole Dungeons & Dragons kind of thing is still thriving, though. I think a lot of people still play D&D.
If you guys wanted to do a podcast playing it for the first time, I'd be down. I've never done it before.
Neither have I.
Yeah. You ever done it, Bobby?
D&D?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know Bobby would have to be our Dungeon Master, right?
I'd have to be the...
That's just what would have to happen.
Yeah.
You know how many...
You'd be the guy that would kill us the first day.
Yeah. There's a lot of purists, though, that only play the first rules and stuff.
Like the original one?
Yeah.
I can't remember which one I played, I guess
this is a rabbit hole we do not want
to
go down.
Let's go back to PC gaming, okay? So Civilization Beyond Earth. Have you seen this, Bobby?
Nah.
Dude, you're a Civilization fan, and you haven't heard about this?
I've only played 5.
Oh, really?
That was the first...
How much time did you put in?
A lot. Yeah, 30, 35 hours. Mm-hmm. Pretty good amount.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
But so what is this one?
9 or 10. So this is Civ in space, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you start in space?
So Earth is... It's in 50 years. Earth can't sustain people anymore. Everybody's going to die. Something like...
This is 50 years from now?
Yeah. Something like 5 or 8 nations or conglomeration of nations basically make their colonies, and they kind of figured out warpholes or something. So they fly up, and then your colony flies out to space, and then you try to colonize the world with all the problems that has. but I think you're also competing against one of the other. So you're both from Earth, but you're two colonies from two different parts of Earth. And that comes with its own pluses and minuses. Hmm. Sounds awesome. Like, civilization always sounds good on paper. But then to me, it always comes down to a bunch of hexagons. Like, I need to see more action than just those checkerboard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to me, is like a checkerboard, with, like a real deep checkerboard. Mm-hmm. There's no...
I don't know. I think
it's super deep.
Well, when I started playing Civilization, I was expecting like kind of an Age of Empires kind of game. So initially, I was just trying to conquer everyone else through like brute force and
military,
war.
Right.
But there's so many other ways to play that game, and I think that's what a lot of people skip over. Like, you can win through culture or through technology or through just like getting really rich. Like, there's several ways to play and beat that game.
It's super deep. I'm not going to put, but it's as far as like graphically, I guess, or like things going on in your screen, there's nothing going on in your screen.
Well, you don't get the fast twitch satisfaction.
And that's not even what I'm talking about. I just need more graphical representation of what's going on in the numbers.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
You know, they there's a game coming out.
When's that supposed to come out, by the way?
It's really early. They don't even have screenshots. But they have a great trailer. It looks really cool.
They don't have screenshots, but they got a great trailer.
You know, a CGI trailer or whatever.
Yeah, but you cannot go off those.
No,
yeah.
No, you can't.
Not at all.
But you get an idea of what this game is about.
Yeah, gotcha.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I have been fooled by trailers before.
Yeah.
That'll never happen again. I don't know if I ever brought it on the podcast, but in, I think it's Australia, it's illegal for you to show non-game footage as in your commercials.
So you usually have to show I've seen it before, but they have disclaimers. Like,
yeah.
Or usually they point out like actual game footage. You'll see that at the bottom of the screen when they're showing something.
Right.
But kind of in line with that Civ game, the new Tropico is coming out. I've never played a Tropico game.
I've heard good things about this, but I've never played either.
They're huge. When they come out, they're really... They're pretty
popular. Really
well. But this is just like a tycoon game, basically, is what it is, right?
Which, yeah. When's it coming out?
May 23rd. We got about a little over a month. But this is classified as City Builder, Strategy, Simulation, Sandbox.
Yeah, I think you're doing a Banana Republic, like Cuba, basically, is what you're...
You're like a...
It is a dictator.
SimCity for Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're basically playing as Castro, though, right? Like, you're
a
dictator.
Dictator.
And you can just set up it how you want.
Yeah. So, we're talking about a game that none of us have played before. But I'm going to stay away from Sims. It's just not for me.
I like Sims,
like,
but...
I do, too. Like, if you guys want to play it, I'm down to play.
I don't know if it's multiplayer, but I do want to check it out because I think I have all the Tropico games I've never played.
Of course.
Yeah. Because I got Green Luma, man.
Yeah.
I got them all. But I really want to get into at least one of these games and just like see what they're about, because there might be some appeal.
There's got to be a reason. There's five of them, or six now, right? Six.
Oh, this is the fifth.
Oh, the fifth. Okay.
Yeah. You know, coming out soon, too, they kind of showed a little bit off at PAX, but that... Daylight. You guys seen that? It's going to be the first game using Unreal Engine. It's still confusing because you got Deadlight, Dying Light, Daylight. What's that one Tom Clancy one? Something Light. You got a lot of lights coming out. But so, this
we're
one.
We're drinking Miller Light.
Yeah, that's
Miller
true.
Light. But this one's coming out soon, April 29th. You know, another zombie horror game, first person.
Good
blah,
lord.
Blah, blah.
Can we just drop the zombies already?
I mean, I
go
saw,
on.
They,
Jesus.
They were showing it off at PAX, and they're talking about, yeah, this is the first game with Unreal Engine 4, which I've been excited about. I really want to see the new Unreal Engine. It did not look that good, but I think he was playing it on an Xbox, though. So maybe that was why. I mean, I'm watching a trailer right now. I guess it doesn't look super amazing, but I don't know.
Hmm.
As far as graphics, I was wowed earlier this week when I saw the gameplay footage from the new UFC game. The guys look exactly like the guys do in real life. It was really impressive.
Hmm.
And they put Bruce Lee in there, too, if you want to play
it. But this is a console only, right? Or do they
probably. Those games never come out on the PC. So,
you wouldn't want to play that on a mouse and keyboard.
No.
Yeah. You wouldn't. Dude, for the longest time, I had this game on my wish list on Steam, and I took it off because I don't think they ever were going to release it. It was on there for, like, years. It was the old school arcade game, like WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like the one that they had in the big giant arcade games, like the old school one with like Macho Man. That would have been great. Can't believe they never came out with that.
Yeah.
Would have been good.
Like an emulation? Is that what it was?
Probably. I mean, they re-released like Metal Slug. They released that on Steam. Good. You know, they just re-release it for the PC, and usually it's kind of updated, and the controls like automatically work with like an Xbox controller.
So, I got the XCOM re-release or whatever. That's on my Steam account.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played the original XCOM?
I played the original. Oh, wait. The way back original.
The first one.
No.
You haven't played... Enemy Within, though, huh?
No.
God, you gotta buy that game. Dude.
I think I own it.
But you're gonna drop 40 hours, right?
Yeah, I think I beat it. I beat it in like a little over 30, probably about 30 hours. But and like that's what I cheating. Put off. Yeah, well, yeah, with saving and stuff. But I put off beating that game for so long, like
because you didn't want it to end.
No, because I didn't know that was the end.
Like, oh,
I thought
I
it was
see.
Gonna be like
a lot longer.
Yeah, I thought I needed to level up my characters like a lot more, but it turns out I didn't.
Yeah, you know, I had some difficulty in that game, but I breezed through the last mission, I think.
I want them to do the sequel with the Enemy from Below or whatever the original sequel was called.
Well, they have Enemy Within now, which is that's the second one. It's the
not the expansion.
It's the expansion.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. The original XCOM was set up just like Enemy
Unknown
was.
Right.
Then the sequel was XCOM
Enemy Below?
Enemy from the Deep.
They have the worst naming convention
Enemy
ever.
From the Deep or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's underwater.
Because
and so you're doing underwater stuff. But that was, I think, a better game than the original XCOM. Hmm. So I want them to do the sequel this series and do the underwater one also.
They should do XCOM Tropical Island.
All right, so
in space.
In space. Tropical Island just floating in space.
I got an old school story from way, way, way back. When were we playing EQ, Jim?
2002, 2003.
That's when you were playing.
That's when I was playing.
So 2002. I was playing probably back in 2000.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because you were already max level.
Yeah, I was already max level. And probably 1999. I mean, I was really hardcore. So this is back in MMOs when there was literally one dragon. Ultima Online had dragons. But I don't think they had boss encounters. There was dragons in the game. So EQ came out. There was the dragon. And that's all there was. This is before... I feel like an old man where I used to walk to school like in the snow both ways, you know, up a hill both ways and stuff. But so there was only one dragon and there was only one server and there was there was multiple servers, but there's no instances. So if you and your guild went to kill the dragon, there was only one dragon and it didn't spawn for another week.
Did it have a name?
Yeah, Nagafin.
No, that's right.
Yeah, and there was another one. The ice one, but she was easier and the loot wasn't as good. So you didn't do it very often. I forget the name of that one. But this was a big deal. Like there was websites where you would sign up and basically like say when your guild was gonna like I will take the 3rd of March. And if you guys fail, you have a week to try over and over. The thing was, if you keep losing, you lose your levels and it gets harder and harder. This I can't stress how hard EverQuest was. It was an incredibly hard game. And from every five levels was a hell level. So as if levels weren't hard enough, it got like four times harder for the hell levels. So level 45 would take you four times longer than 44 to 45 took. 45 to 46 or whatever it was. So we went to go kill Nagafin and we were the best guild on our whole server. Yeah, but we still didn't have 100% kill rate on Nagafin. So you think of like playing WoW or something where you kill a dragon, these people have to stand over here, and then the floor turns red over here, and make sure everybody rooms over here, and then the meteors are going to... No. There was one mechanic. It feared, and it threw fire. Stay away from the fire, and then when it feared, there's nothing you could do. You would run into the lava, you would die, and that was it. So all the whole fight was everybody run in, hit it as much as you can. It fears you and burns you. If you didn't die, you turn around the corner, heal everybody up, and run again. Just over and over until your numbers were dwindled to nothing, right? And then hopefully you killed it. That was all the tech there was. You could get as geared as you wanted. I mean, that's all you could do is prepare. And there was no fucking strategy. So we had one dude. He was the lowest guy on our whole team, and he was level 44. He hadn't even gone through the last hell level, which takes 2 weeks to do. 2 weeks to get through that hell level, right? And so it was kind of like, oh, we can fit one more. You could come along. And so we go, and this goes on maybe seven times where feared, on fire, get healed, run back over and over, over and over, over and over until everybody's fucking dead, right? Everybody's dead. And we're talking on Ventrilo back in the day. And it was like, oh, fuck. She's got 0% health. 0%. It says, because there's a number, 0% health, but she's still stomping around. And I was like, anybody alive? Is anybody alive? And I think his name was Arwin. And he's like, I'm alive. We're like, get the fuck in there. He's like, I'm only level 44. Get in there. He runs in there, shoots one arrow, and kills her, right? So Nagafin drops. Boom. I'm not kidding you. This is what this guy hears. This is a famous ding every time you leveled up in EQ. Ding, ding, ding. He got the XP, solo XP for killing Nagafin. Got 4.5 levels, including a hell level, which counts as 4. He was almost level 50 by one kill.
Wow.
And something happened with the loot where only he could loot, and he got really nervous and accidentally looted the wrong thing or something, and like the best item. And then back then there was Soulbound, and then that was it.
You were done.
Anyway. I always love that story.
I remember I was a healer in EverQuest, and yeah. I remember...
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, I remember them setting up the Chiel Hanes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you get to a certain level, and then you get complete heal, and that was the best heal you got. And
they put a cap on it eventually.
Yeah. But you hit the guy, and his health went back to 100%.
Yeah, right.
So you'd have like 5 of these healers set up in a row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... And it would be a guy hitting the endpoint of complete heal on the tank, while the second guy was midway through his cast on complete heal, while the third guy was just starting up, and the other two guys were getting ready to go.
And there was no UIs to help you with this. This was all like real time.
No, you'd set up a macro. You set up a macro to say, I'm starting my heal.
Yeah.
And it would be like...
You were lucky you're on DSL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was tough.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you're really fighting a dragon.
Yeah.
It's the old man gaming edition.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about how games were back in the day.
Kids these days have it.
Yeah, you don't know what with your macros and your UIs.
Oh, good times. Well, I got nothing else. What do you guys
I got think? Nothing else.
You got anything else, Bobby?
Wolfenstein on pre-order. Steam, $60.
Which Wolfenstein is this?
Wolfenstein 3D.
3D. Yeah.
Yeah.
The newest one. But
wasn't Wolfenstein 3D came out like 12 years ago?
The original one.
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
So what is this one?
20 years ago.
No. This is just Wolfenstein 3D came out in like 1983 or something like that.
So
no, this is the new Wolfenstein, new developer, Machine Games out of Sweden is doing it. Bethesda's the producer. But yeah, this is a new Wolfenstein that they've been talking about for a while. It got postponed. It was supposed to be out like in November or something, but...
Yeah, games are always good when they get postponed.
I don't think... Like, every game gets postponed these days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nothing comes out on time. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pre-order this one because it could go either way.
Yeah, this is one of the ones where you're going to wait for the score.
Yeah, I mean, it's a single player. There's no multiplayer. It's just like a, you know, one playthrough and just single player story narrative. It, you know, just kind of like...
Highly stylized. I mean, you're dealing with robot Nazis.
Yeah, alternate timeline. Yeah, it's like if the Nazis won World War II.
Yeah.
And then, like, B.J. Blazkowicz is still the main character. I guess he wakes up in, like, a detention facility. He's been, like, in Nazi custody for, like, 20 years. It's now, like, the 60s. And he's going to break out and kick some ass. So, I mean, it sounds cool. I love the old Wolfenstein games. Those were awesome. So, just on that alone, I'm interested. Yeah, but, like, who knows?
He's 100% going to buy it and not play it.
Yep.
No, this is a game I would totally play. But, like, I don't know. $60 pre-order and all you get is, like, some TF2 hats or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's probably, you know, like, what? 8 hours of gameplay for $60, too.
The graphics are great from what I've seen, but I'm guessing I'm going to go with a thief here. Going to have a horrible review and it's going to drop real quick.
Think so?
Yeah, it's just a guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm holding out for. That's why I don't want to pre-purchase.
That's what you're holding out for? That is a terrible game? So you can get it cheap?
No, to see if it's a terrible game.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a great game, then I might consider buying it. Steam summer sale is coming up soon. You know, it might be on the cheap then. But, you know, if it is a bad game, then yeah, it's going to be on sale for like $20, like 4 months after, 3 months after release. Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
And I might be worth it for that.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
That's about it for me.
Cool. Thanks for everybody for staying awake during this one.
Yeah.
Bobby barely made it through this one.
Bobby's fading fast.
Yeah, it's like 12 something right now. All right, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Hit us up on, Bobby, you want to do the spiel?
The spiel. All right, yeah. DLGaming.net is the website. Join our Steam group, DL Gaming. We post stuff on there. You know, if we, like, I'm trying to get in the habit, like, with the WildStar beta, they had like 5,000 keys given away on Alienware site, so I posted that up on there. Anything that kind of comes out like that, we'll post on the site.
Hit up Digi. He's on the most.
Yeah, I'm on all the time. So you want to play something, you know, get at us, play some Starbound, whatever. And email us, dudes@dlgaming.net, comments, questions, concerns, and I think that's it.